Welcome back to TRP.
Hi, a warm welcome back to the Rosslare podcast. Today I'd like to talk about Boris Johnson. Before the invasion of Ukraine, I spoke about Boris Johnson and his leadership of the Conservative Party. At the time, I felt he was treating the British public like school children. He was the teacher, the one who knew best, the one who would warn the pupils of the danger of smoking, while he himself would hurry out to the staff room and open the window and have a quick drag of a cigarette when nobody was looking. It seems inherent in his character that he believes he has been bestowed superior powers to us mere mortals, that he was chosen to be the leader of the UK in its hour of need, the Joan of Arc, the Maggie Thatcher, the Winston Churchill of his day, the poker-faced politician with the carefree Bash Street Kids appeal fools some of the people into thinking he's a bit of a laugh in these testing times. But behind that carefully tossed mop and blathering persona is a cold, calculating politician who has no compunctions to lie his way out of any setback that might befall him. Is this not the same guy who sat idly on the fence as Theresa May tried desperately to get the party behind her in her Brexit negotiations, while he, like a cat, watched her scurry here and there and gloated as she sought a way out of the impasse, only to have her so-called ally pounce when she had worn herself out and he had the opportunity to strike for the spoils? Was it not he who promised Brexit would be done and dusted and delivered to the weary public with little fuss, and that there would be a smooth and fruitful divorce from our European friends? This is the same man who now claims he did not fully understand what he signed when he agreed to the protocol. The same man who now has threatened to break a legally binding international agreement, throwing his toys out of the pram, and by so doing, expecting that Europe should bend down and pick them up for him. Putin somehow believed that by invading Ukraine with no regard for international law, by bombing cities like Mariupol to rubble, that the Ukrainians would be delighted to rush to the negotiating table and accept whatever scraps Russia decided to leave them. He should have known better. A threat is never a solid foundation for constructive talks. I wish Boris Johnson would learn that lesson. Sadly, his behaviour is not dissimilar to Putin's, the man who ironically is keeping him in power. Just listen to this clip I uploaded on the Rosslare podcast before the Ukrainian invasion. Now that this latest situation is playing into Boris Johnson's hands, he has decided to tone down his flay-away hair and is trying to deflect people's attention by squaring up to Vladimir Putin, hoping that things might perhaps escalate a little and he will have the same chance as the Iron Lady to swing the nation into line behind him and show he is the man on whom the nation can depend. Now, Boris Johnson's PR team are in overdrive, claiming the Prime Minister is going to wade into the conflict in Ukraine to help preserve world peace. So now, Boris? Ah yes, this illegal war has put Johnson on the international stage, and he is trying desperately to show that he is made of sterner stuff than the rest of us, that he can square up to another macho man. A man who possesses much of his own dubious traits. A man who can lie to his people and conceal the truth. A man who can deflect blame. A man who too can throw his toys from the pram when things are not going his way. A man who believes in his own omnipotence. Don't get me wrong. I admire the way the UK has come to the aid of Ukraine and helped them out. How wonderful it would have been to see the same commitment given to those poor souls a abandoned in Afghanistan. But that is another story. My concern is the ego of both men. For Johnson, the Ukrainian war is a grappling hook that he hopes will help him scale the mountain that is Partygate. Today, Johnson realizes this mountain has several peaks and that Partygate is a range of mountains. Let us hope that Boris Johnson now realizes that one of the most important things when serving his people is honesty, integrity, and the ability to listen to their voices. Today, once more, Partygate has raised its ugly head. Photos are appearing showing the Prime Minister drinking in Downing Street with his cohorts. Am I naive, or is corruption and politics synonymous? Perhaps it will always be. Keep on listening to TRP.